Welcome to the Automated Daily, AI News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 17th, 2024, and we're diving into the latest developments in the world of artificial intelligence. From advancements in AI models to intriguing applications in everyday technology, we've got a lot to cover. So let's get started. First up, we're discussing a new product called Humane AI, which has stirred quite a bit of controversy. Despite securing a hefty $230 million from big names like SK Networks, Microsoft, and LG, the product has faced criticism for its subpar image quality and limited resolution. Critics argue that its laser projector technology falls short of the practicality and performance offered by smartphones, raising questions about the necessity of such a device. In related news, Humane's AI Pin, an AI-powered wearable aimed at enhancing ambient computing, has shown potential despite some initial hiccups. Users have experienced issues with music streaming and photo uploads, but the device promises a lifestyle less tethered to phones. It's equipped with features like AI voice commands and a laser ink display projector. However, it's clear that there's room for improvement in future iterations to fully realize its ambient computing vision. Turning our attention to the giants of AI, OpenAI and Meta are on the brink of releasing new AI models that could bring us closer to artificial general intelligence. OpenAI's anticipated GPT-5 and Meta's Llama 3 model are expected to enhance reasoning and complex task handling. Yet, the AI community remains skeptical about the timelines and the actual realization of AGI. In the realm of AI-driven video content, diffusion models are making waves. Traditionally used for image synthesis, these models are now being adapted for video generation, tackling challenges like maintaining temporal consistency. Innovations in model architectures and training methods are paving the way for more sophisticated video generation capabilities. Eleuther AI has introduced Pile T5, a new iteration of the T5 model, which shows marked improvements in performance, particularly in code-related tasks. Trained on the Pile dataset with the Llama tokenizer, this model is proving to be a formidable tool in AI's arsenal, though users are advised to be cautious of potential bugs in its larger variant. On a lighter note, AI-generated virtual girlfriends are becoming a lucrative market, with individuals spending substantial amounts on these digital companions. This trend highlights the growing role of AI in personal and emotional human interactions. In the developer's world, Supabase has made strides by integrating AI inference in their edge functions, simplifying the process for developers to run AI models. This enhancement is poised to revolutionize how developers interact with AI, making it more accessible and efficient. Google has stepped up its game in the AI-assisted coding arena with the launch of Code Assist at the Cloud Next conference. This tool promises to transform enterprise coding practices with advanced features and customization options, setting a new standard in AI-powered coding assistance. Data continues to be a cornerstone in differentiating AI applications. As language models become more common, the unique data fed into these systems is what will set companies apart, underscoring the importance of robust data engineering. OpenAI is expanding its global footprint with the opening of its first office in Asia, located in Tokyo. This move includes the release of a GPT-4 model optimized for Japanese, enhancing collaborations with local entities to tailor AI tools to Japan's specific needs. Adobe is not far behind, with plans to integrate an AI model into Premiere Pro for generating video content. This initiative includes safeguards like content credentials to address deepfake concerns, ensuring a responsible approach to AI-generated media. Lastly, TikTok is exploring the integration of AI avatars to generate ads, a move that could reshape the influencer landscape on the platform. This development could complement human creators, although it raises questions about the distribution of sponsorship revenues. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily, AI News Edition. Remember, you can find links to all the stories we discussed in the episode notes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time with more updates from the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence.